It's Urk FM International. Urk FM International starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know
that music is
life is life is.
G'day, I'm Urk, and welcome to episode 363 of Urk FM International, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Wednesday here on Channel Urk. You can also hear this show on Stitcher Radio. This is the companion podcast to Urk FM Australia that comes down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday on Urk FM. Speaking of Urk FM Australia, Urk FM Australia is also heard on Insomnia Radio Australia, and I am a part of the Insomnia Radio family, producing Insomnia Radio Australia based on Urk FM. So what I thought I'd do today, I thought that I'd raid the Insomnia Radio music library. I've done that for Urk FM Australia before, and I think I'll be doing that again this week for Urk FM Australia. But while I'm here in the dark Insomnia Radio music library, I thought I'd steal some for this show. Well, not steal, maybe that's a bad word for it. What happened is the Insomnia Radio group of podcasts, there's regional podcasts. For instance, I do an Australian show. Chris from Canada does the Canadian show. Stuart from the UK does Insomnia Radio UK. And there's a few others at the moment who haven't been doing anything for a while. And so if there's an Australian one, if there's an Australian submission, they'll send it to me. If there's one for the UK, it'll go towards Stuart. Or if there's a Canadian one, it'll go to Chris, etc. And then we feature those songs, plus any that we get ourselves on our respective shows. In addition to that, you can also subscribe to what's called the Insomnia Radio Daily Dose, where you receive a free MP3 of a song each and every day. And at the moment, the Daily Dose is well over 1,000 days in a row without interruption, which is an awesome effort, mainly thanks to Stuart and Charles, with a little bit of help from the recently married Rodrigo. Congratulations to Rodrigo and his wonderful wife. Anywho, so yeah, I thought that I'd raid the Insomnia Radio record library. We will see what happens. This is based on recent daily doses. And the first one we're about to hear comes from Dawn Gibson. The song we're about to hear is called The Sound of the Law. Dawn Gibson hails from Nazareth in Pennsylvania and is currently based out of the college town of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. This is the second effort, which follows his debut, All Hell, which was released about a year ago. So let's kick things off now. I don't know what we're going to get because, yeah, you just don't know what you're going to get on the Daily Dose. I'm Urk. This is Urk FM International, starting in Pennsylvania. UrkFMInternational.com.
Daddy was a beast. I
the UK. Ah, they haven't finished yet. My bad. From the UK, that was Space Echo. They are a duo. We just heard Rose on vocals, and she's also the songwriter, and Dean, bass, drums, guitar, studio engineers, and producers. That was quite cool. A little bit different to what I normally play here on IRC FM International. A lot of the time, it just depends on what I actually get sent. The song we just heard there was called Delusional Waste. That is the first track from their new album, which is due for release later in 2013. That song was Delusional Waste by Space Echo, although they don't spell it the way that it looks. So that was rather cool. They've been around since 2008. They have done a range of albums and EPs. All of those are available on Bandcamp. Let's continue on now. We are going to hear from Sycamore Smith and the Grey Beast with the song Jackie Oasis. They are from Marquette in Michigan. That's right. They have a new split album, Sick Nurse, with the band Wet Nurse. So that's like a collaboration. And so we have Sycamore Smith on guitar and vocals, Nick on drums, and Matt on bass and vocals. Their new album is available on Bandcamp and probably the other usual downloady places. You are listening to IRC on IRC FM, and this is Jackie Oasis. Sycamore Smith and the Grey Beast.
On his back, the lights are bright like golden spikes and iron tracks, and all the while smoke is pouring from his stack as a Cadillac peels out in the grass. He's chewing up his chops, he's always running round in circles through the crops. He dropped his darling at the bottom of the pops, I guess he's taking back his God-given ass. You're the apple of his vacant stare, and when he opens his mouth, all you hear is dead air. Old Jackie's on his back. One day Jack is gonna be on your back too. Jackie's on his knees, he reaches up and gives the cloud of smoke a squeeze. The world's a beast and he is sucking off the fleas as his pompadour is coming unglued. La-di-da, he starts to sing. He loads a hollow point bullet in a sling. He slips a wedding ring onto the raven's wing. Then he drips a drop of vampire food. You're the apple of his vacant stare, and when he opens his mouth, all you hear is dead air. Old Jackie's on his back. One day Jack is gonna be on your back too. Tarantulas for hands. He ties a tourniquet to something in his pants. Pulls an eagle foot bouquet from his coat. But when he turns to toss it, he slips. He shuts his eyeballs and he flaps his bony hips. A hazy shadow sort of locks onto his lips. That's the devil blowing smoke down his throat. You're the apple of his vacant stare, and when he opens his mouth, all you hear is dead air. Old Jackie's on his back. One day Jack is gonna be on your back too.
He here on IRC FM. I'm all about supporting the little guy, and if it wasn't for the little guy supplying me with music, this would basically be a talk show. There wouldn't be an IRC FM, pretty much. A great way for you to get your music heard is to contact me here at IRC FM, and I'll put your show in the applicable category. There's now a new submissions email address. So if you would like your music heard, simply send me an email, submissions@irkfm.com, and I will place your song in the particular show. There's IRC FM Metal Mondays on Monday, hosted by me and about metal. There's this show, IRC FM International, featuring music from outside Australia every Wednesday. And there's IRC FM Australia, featuring great Australian music every Friday. So get in contact with me. Email me, submissions@irkfm.com. If you'd like any further information, go to irkfm.com. Any of the sections has information about submissions. Any submissions welcome, however, not necessarily played. It just all depends on what I feel like doing at the particular time. And today I felt like reading the music library at Insomnia Radio. Of course, I am a part of the Insomnia Radio family, so that is why I'm raiding the cupboard, because I've got a key, basically. We are about to hear from another group called Obits. I think it's supposed to be short for Obituary. I think the featured track I'm about to play is called Taste the Diff. It's from their third full-length album, Bedum Bugs, which isn't out until September in 2013, so they're getting in early. This is Taste the Diff by Obits. This is Earth on Earth FM.
beyond the starlit night. We first must filter out the light and let the darkness settle in until we see where we have been. We don't need to sow all the seeds that make us grow. We don't even need control.
From Portland, Oregon, that is Christopher Rain with the song called Glow. He's an indie singer-songwriter. He released his debut solo album, A Stranger at the Wheel, digitally. In August, it will be available on vinyl via his website. So that's Christopher Rain from Portland, Oregon. And yes, I will be in Portland, Oregon in February. Or is it even January? I think I'm going to Portland a little bit earlier. Yes, it will be indeed in January next year, 2014. I've made all of my travel arrangements. If you want to find out where I'm going, go to channelwork.com and in the travel section, you'll see my itinerary under 2014. Prior to Christopher Rain, we heard from Conveyor. Conveyor is a Brooklyn-based music project spawned by the fated juncture of a wandering tarot of musicians in Gainesville, Florida. Following a string of self-released handmade EPs, they released their debut full-length album Conveyor in 2012, courtesy of Paper Garden Records. The album finds the band reaching further into themselves to expand their sonic palette, with lyrics and music representing a testament to our nature and the nature of ourselves. And so the song that we heard there was Right Sleep. And prior to that, we heard from a quartet from Chicago called Pink Frost. That track we heard was called Ruins, and that is the first track from their forthcoming album called Sundowning, which will be released later this year in September. Let's continue on. We're going great guns with the music here on IRC FM International this week. We are about to hear a song called LA from a band called The March Divide. Their EP, Music for Television, is available now via Dead Letter Records in Seattle, Washington. Oh, well, I will be going to Seattle, Washington when I change planes. Here is the Much Divide. You're listening to IRC on IRC FM International.
Sort of follow you. I have a few regrets, I bet you do too. But I hope you wouldn't change a thing. Now I don't know what you thought you would do, but I lived on my band, so I guess you did too. What a pair, yeah, me and you. And it's a shame how easy it was to cheat on you. It's always bothered me that it didn't bother you. And I know that I was wrong. And so you pushed me away. And at the time I didn't know what to say. What a wasted away. Had I not packed my shit and then drove away, I finally started. Taking all this time to get me here, but I know I wouldn't change a thing. I guess I fell apart day by day, but I'm better off in every way. What a joke, yeah, me and you. And I don't even know what I would say to you, or if you were here, what you would do, but I know that I don't care. That my faith went away, at least one little bit I had gained, and my heart wouldn't break. So I just bit my lip and went my separate way. So I finally stopped dreaming on my drive. Well, I never needed a reason until that drive home from LA. I'll never say I'm sorry that you brought me there, but at the time I couldn't keep my head clear. It was a circumstance that I still hold dear.
You had me pegged. essential. Sure, we have never seen a grapefruit orchard before. We're gonna hike out in the desert. It's the most to take your measure. We've never been out in the desert before. Shape things before. We're gonna drive down to the beach, finally something within reach. We're gonna hold the beach.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I heard the sea whispering our secrets back. It said the truth owes nothing to the facts. You know, if you cannot
that one's for you, Sean. That was Valletta, I think, with a song called Cars. And this band come to us from Slough, from San Luis Obispo. I wonder, Sean, have you heard of these guys? The band consists of Beth, Michael, and Sarah, who cite literature as a primary lyrical inspiration for the band, bringing storytelling to the forefront through their inspired lyrics. The track we just heard was called Cars. The lyric includes, "The truth owes nothing to the facts." This line apparently embodies the band's songwriting philosophy. Although a story may be fictionalized, it can still teach us deep truths about ourselves and the world around us. Their new album, Summer Winter, is out this month. And so that's another band for you to check out, Shauno, that I may have introduced to you a local band to Slow, and I'll be back in Slow February next year. Anywho, before that, we heard a tune called Dig Me Out by A Grave With No Name. Their new album is out now, and it is entitled Whirlpool. It was recorded over the course of a year at Holy Mountain Studios in London. The album Whirlpool completes a narrative trilogy for A Grave With No Name, a trilogy that began in 2009 with the release of the album Mountain Debris, and continued with a album in 2011 called Lower. And so that was A Grave With No Name. Prior to that, we heard from Marco Ajaro. He's made himself a name internationally in the ultra-melodic power pop band La Mood, as well as the transatlantic anthemic rock group The Killing Floor. His second solo album comes out later this year in February. It is called The Love. The full-length album will be available on vinyl, digital download, and also on CD. Prior to Marco... every time I say the word Marco, I just have to add Polo to it. Prior to Marco, we heard from Paloma, who are apparently based in South Carolina. Their new album was released in February this year and starts off with a nice tribute to the favourite topic of the Insomnia Radio family called Insomnia. However, the track we heard was called Grapefruit Orchard. And so that was Paloma. And prior to that, we heard a rather cool song called Boat Song by Steel Cranes. And I first heard this song this week on episode 396, I think it was, of Amped New Music Weekly, hosted by my mate Clivers from the most carefully pronounced podcast in the world, Suffolk and Cool. Stuart from Insomnia Radio actually submitted this particular track, if my memory serves me correctly. They are an Oakland-based rock duo, Tracy on vocals and guitar and Amanda on drums. It was very hard to believe when I first heard that track that there was only two people playing in that particular band. They were formed in February 2012, their first full-length album, Ouroboros. Gee, where have I heard that before? Hello, Colin. Is scheduled for release in September 2013. So that was cool. And to open things up, we heard from Stag. And Stag is based out of Boulder, but originally from the Los Angeles area. This Stag is part of a collective. And the goal of the community was to create a real music community with a collective atmosphere and a common vision for artistic progress. 9 months later, a tour, a slew of releases and artwork later, the community is tighter than ever, and the second compilation album is now available for a free download as of May 2013. And so there's a lot of different artists involved in that collaboration. We heard from Stag with a song called Too Late Now. You are listening to IRC on IRC FM International. We are about to hear from Yesolu Benedict.
You try. been so smart. Not gonna happen when money's tight. Not gonna happen this time.
Thank you.
from Baltimore. That was the Petticoat Tea Room with their song Love Isn't Gone. In February this year, the Baltimore Ravens, they not only played in the Super Bowl, but they also won the event, and many people in Baltimore were watching the game live on TV. I, by the way, was watching the Super Bowl live on TV from my hotel room in Mexico City while watching it live on a Spanish-speaking channel, so I couldn't actually understand what was going on, but it was a lot of fun anyway. But the Petticoat Tea Room, they were recording their debut album, or their Somerville self-titled album at the time, at the Right Way Studios in Baltimore, and the way that they decided to do it was live to tape on a particular weekend. So instead of like going over and over and over it like millions of times over millions of weeks, they said, okay, by the end of the weekend we will have this album done, and that album will be out at the end of July. So prior to the Petticoat Tea Room, we heard from One Finger Riot with a song called Freedom Song. Ferris McReynolds is a Los Angeles-based visual artist. He's also a prolific songwriter and musician. He tours in a punk band, or he toured in a punk band in his mid-teens, and he released a total of four albums in 2012, one under the name One Finger Riot, two as ex-detectives, and recently he decided to focus his musical energy solely on the One Finger Riot project. And so, yes, that was One Finger Riot from Los Angeles. Prior to that, we heard from Yola with a song called King of Nothing. Alex and Noah were childhood friends, and they honed their musical skills in Corvallis in Oregon. And I actually know where Corvallis is, and I know how to pronounce it too. Thank you, Robert and Sabrina. Before moving to California to study music, they ended up in LA, becoming Yola in 2009. They self-released their debut album, Nothing to Die, in the spring of 2010. And now their follow-up EP, Go North, is now available. So that was Yola with the song King of Nothing. Prior to that, we heard The Night Child with a song called Memories. The album The World Unseen, The World Unknown was released in November 2012. There was lots of silence, but they are back with an EP called Memories. We just heard the title track, which you can get from Bandcamp for absolutely free. And they are from the Ukraine. Prior to that, we heard from The Gorgeous Hands with their song Desperate Mainstream. They are a 1960s inspired indie pop rock quartet from Austin, Texas, featuring brothers Chris and Rusty, multi-instrumentalist Charlie, and drummer percussionist Cullen. They began writing and performing their songs from their debut album Tender in the spring of 2012, and spent the latter half of the year in the studio putting their 12-song debut album to tape and performing it in Austin, Texas. And so the album is called Tender, and that is available now from the usual downloady places. And to open up that track, or that set rather, we heard from Yasol Benedict with a song called The Cloisters. Based in San Francisco, the band were formed when the band members were together in school in Hudson in New York. So that is rather cool. We have one track to come on this episode so far. We have heard from Dawn Gibson, Space Echo, Sycamore Smith and the Grey Beast, Obits, Pink Frost, Conveyor, Christopher Rain, The March Divide, Stag, Steel Cranes, Pamolia, Marco Aguirre, A Grave With No Name, Fiddler, I think that's the way you pronounce it, Yasolo Benedict, The Gorgeous Hands, The Night Child, Yola, One Finger Riot as I scroll down. The Petticoat Tea Room, and now we are about to hear from Action Man League for their final song, Peter, Bruce and Clark. Sounds like a law firm, doesn't it, or a doctor's practice? But no, They are a Finnish indie rock band with the new single we're about to hear, Peter, Bruce and Clark. They've been playing together since 2005. They've self-released a few albums in that time. We're about to hear from them. I'm about to say goodnight. Thank you for listening. If all of this isn't enough, check out IRC FM Metal Monday and IRC FM Australia. And check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting and also my buddies at Insomnia Radio. Thank you for allowing me, I think, to go to the vault. I'm IRC. Thanks for listening. Here is Action Man.
Never kiss with your mask off. Never kiss with your mask off.